From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says America is not even close to where it needs to be in terms of resolving issues between police and communities. Speaking at a town hall meeting Wednesday night with community activists, politicians, and law enforcement officials, Mr. Obama says working together is crucial in addressing differences.
One thing I think we all have to do, though, is not paper over those differences or paper over those problems, but we do have to try to constructively solve them and not simply win talking point arguments and not just give voice to what we're feeling at the moment.
Mr. Obama has devoted his attention this week to the gun violence directed at police officers as well as shootings by police. The focus comes a few days after a Black Army veteran killed five police officers in revenge for police shootings of Black men in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, in a Minneapolis, Minnesota suburb. Police in Western Kenya says a suspected extremist from the militant group Al-Shabaab being detained, shot and killed four police officers and has taken several other prisoners hostage. Police say the suspect took one of the police officers' gun and opened fire on the officers on Thursday. The man who was killed, the police officer, is suspected of recruiting for Al-Shabaab, the Al-Qaeda link group operating in neighboring Somalia. Early in the day, police say members of Al-Shabaab unsuccessfully attacked a police station in Kenya's coastal region. This is VOA News. The head of the UN peacekeeping missions, Hervé Ladsou, told the Security Council Wednesday the security situation in the capital of South Sudan remains fluid and uncertain. He said more than 200 people have been killed, including dozens of civilians. Ladsou warned of the potential of renewed fighting and said the UN is prepared to work with the East African countries to form an intervention force to secure Juba and allow the country's unity government to work to get on with its work. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Thursday marked the one-year anniversary of the Iran nuclear deal, insisting it has made the world safer and has lived up to its expectations.
19,000 centrifuges have been put under IAEA scrutiny and storage. The Iraq plutonium reactor, the core of that reactor, has been completely dismantled and destroyed. With our sailors who stumbled into Iranian waters, and within 24 hours we were able to get them out. That could not have happened prior to this agreement having taken place.
Kerry spoke in Paris before traveling to Moscow. U.S. spokesman for the State Department, Mark Toner, Wednesday said his goal is to try to resuscitate the cessation of hostilities.
We are yet again going to Russia to try to get its buy-in on a process that can lead to a nationwide ceasefire or cessation of hostilities. We haven't seen that thus far, but we're having another go at this. The Secretary's been very clear about the fact that, you know, they've not lived up to their commitments so far in terms of exerting influence on the regime to stop these ongoing attacks on opposition forces who are adhering to the cessation of hostilities.
Toner said the fighting has blocked efforts at reaching a political settlement as the self-imposed deadline for diplomatic breakthrough of the August 1st approaches. Theresa May became Britain's new prime minister Wednesday and immediately put together her cabinet with a key task to carry out the will of the British people to leave the European Union.
We are living through an important moment in our country's history. Following the referendum, we face a time of great national change. And I know, because we're Great Britain, that we will rise to the challenge.
In a surprise choice, Ms. May named former London Mayor Boris Johnson as her foreign secretary. Johnson was among the leaders of the campaign to drop out of the EU. And a new medical study out shows that being too fat can cut as much as 10 years off your life. The study in the medical journal Lancet looked at the histories of millions of non-smoking adults in dozens of countries over 45 years. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.